Oh, sweet Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you. You're the God of all comfort. Lord, thank you again how you do strengthen us, Lord God, with your love. Lord, thank you that we do have these rivers and you do and have just led us to these seas, Lord God. But in the name of the Lord God of hosts, Lord, we're here today and we thank you, Lord, that you part the sea, Lord God, and you have us to go across on dry ground. Lord, there's so many needs in the body right now. And Lord, thank you, God, you know them all. You're touched with our infirmity, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we don't just give up and despair and, Lord, murmur as them that don't have hope, Lord God. We've got hope, Lord God. We've got a time, Lord Jesus. And Lord, the time to look up and to praise you is now. God, we just ask, Lord, by your grace, let us lift up the weary hands this morning. And Lord, come boldly to this throne of grace, God. We're a needy people, Lord God, and we need strengthening. We need encouragement, Lord. And thank you, God, you've met every need, Lord. It's in your word this morning. We're thankful, Lord God, that you've appointed these times of suffering. Lord, we thank you, God, that you are weakening us in the way. And we're thankful, God, that you've had a brother, Lord, given to us to mark him and to follow him as he followed Christ. And he said, I glory in my infirmities because it's when I'm weak, the very power of Christ, it rests upon us. Now, Lord, we know that your promises are yea and amen. We know that the word of the Lord is true. God, help our unbelief this morning. Lord, let us enter into this throne of grace, God, in one accord. Lord, we're a precious body. We're your body. And Lord, thank you, Jesus, you're our head. You've supplied it all. We've got all the grace to superabound to every good work. Lord, you've met us fully. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Open your Bibles with me this day, if you would, to 2 Samuel. Got a Kleenex down there. They seem to have disappeared up here. Thank you, brother. We'll go to the 23rd chapter. And the Lord placed upon my heart how, you know, people just clamor after people that are successful in this world. They want to hear their advice, their words of wisdom. I heard the other day how, my goodness, to have a lunch with Warren Buffett, you can have one for $2 million. If I had $2 million, never mind. But, you know, I'm thankful how the Lord saves us money. I am. He saved me a lot of money through the years. And he saved me money making a choice like that. But I'm thankful today that God, he's got a different appointment with us. He does. And one that's free. And I'm thankful to the Lord everything he has is free. Freely given. Just to take from him. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful to God. He's not looking for anything but for us to just take of his. Praise God. But today he has an appointment with us with one of the most successful people that ever lived. Amen. Oh yes, and you're, I think, a little ahead here thinking who this might be. And I'm talking about on the very face of the earth and even more importantly, even in the eternal ages to come. And that, yes, is King David. He was a man, brothers and sisters, that was loved by the people. He was a man, brothers and sisters, that great grace came to him, that he accepted and embraced responsibility as the Lord gave it to him. But most importantly, he was a man after the very heart of God. Praise his name. And in this 23rd chapter, as he is getting ready to depart and go on high, it says David's last words. And in these last words, and matter of fact, in one little verse, he shares the secret of all his success. And let's go ahead and read from this first verse. He said, now these be the last words of David. David the son of Jesse said, and the man who is raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob,
And the sweet psalmist of Israel said, "The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue." I'm so grateful to God for that. I'm so grateful to God for even every little word that he has. And I'm thankful to the Lord, even as I started to read this the other day, it wasn't that the word was on his tongue. The word was in his tongue. It's very important. Do you realize what's in you? Christ in you, the hope of glory. The very word, the all-powerful word of God is in you. And praise be to God by his Spirit today to be encouraged in our tongues. See, this brother, he wasn't born a prince. He wasn't born a high society guy. Oh, no. He was the son of Jesse. He was a lowly shepherd. But praise be to God, he was anointed. And praise be to God, he was set on high. And praise be to God, he was the psalmist. And it's all because at every turn of his life, brothers and sisters, it was always the word of the Lord. His complete confidence was in God. And not in God in a sense of a somewhere out there God, a God in the sense of something that was hanging on the wall, or God that was, as many of those pagans were, putting their idols and different things of that nature. Oh, no, no, no. It was in the word of the Lord. Praise be to God. It was his life. It was his very existence. Everything that was said and done in his life was the word. It was the word that gave him inspiration. It was the word that gave him strength. It was the word that gave him joy. It was the word in everything that he did that so gripped his life. Now, I want you to think about this. The very first recorded words that he ever spoke in his life in the word of God was when the Israel army was starting to panic and fear because of Goliath. He saw what was going on. He was supposed to just bring them some food. But when he got down there and he saw the opportunity that was before them, and there was opportunity because he saw this giant, ungodly thing. And he knew God was for him. And he's yelling as he's coming down there. I don't know what he was yelling at that time. But the very first words he ever spoke was, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of God?" What did we start out with this morning? Who are you, enemy, that you should defy the promises of God? As I keep trying to take it back, oh no, Lord, it's yours. Same difference. Isn't that wonderful? I'm so grateful to God. Who is this guy? See, David did not look at circumstance. He didn't. He did not see things by God's grace with his own eyes. How do you think he took a lion and he took a bear and he just took them apart? Come on now. Just a boy. It's just a little guy. My goodness. His heart was filled with truth. The word was in his tongue. The word was in him. He said, "Sure, I know this is a 9'6" giant. I know that he's coming to me with a spear and a sword in his hand. But I come to you in the name of the Lord God of hosts. And in just a few minutes, you dirty dog, I'm going to have your head." And he did. Is that a story to you, or is that the word in your tongue? I ask you. This is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, I'm not going out there to tempt God, and David was not going out there to tempt God to show, "Well, I'm going to just lay my tracks and God, you're going to follow him." Oh, no. He just showed up. He was showing up being a willing vessel that day to his daddy. He was just going to honor his dad. "Dad, what do you have for me to do today?" See, kids, isn't that something? Isn't that something? Honor your father and your mother as unto the Lord. Honor them. And he honored his daddy. He said, "Daddy, what do you want me to do? I want you to go bring some food to your brothers. Boy, what the Lord had in store for him that day. He shook them up, didn't he? He wasn't going down there to try to pick a fight. He wasn't going down there to do anything but to do what his dad had called him to do. And God had a plan. God had a plan for him. Because the word of the Lord was in his tongue. It started with such a small little thing, just a little thing. See, don't despise the day of little things, brothers and sisters. Don't. See, often we get off into thinking, oh God, there's got to be something grand. It's got to be something big. The word of the Lord is big to God. That's the biggest thing there is to God. The word of the Lord in you is the biggest thing to God. In your tongue, in every breath, that was the praise. That was the glory. That was the might. Hallelujah. There's giants all throughout the land. Goliath wasn't the only one. You know that. You've lived. We're all facing giants today. But is the word of the Lord in your tongue? Are you cowering like the majority of the children in the wilderness did? Oh, we can't go in there. There's giants in there. We'd be crazy to go in there. I don't care if God's given it to us or not. He's just not ready to hand it over. He said, it's yours now. And Caleb came back and he says, it's ours now. That's what God has given us. We're well able to take it. There's no delay here anymore. That's the problem with our lives is, brothers and sisters, we're not moving with God. We're seeing things with our own eyes, and that's unbelief. That's unbelief. Who are we? I want to live all the power of God. He's preaching to me this morning. If he's not preaching to you, he's preaching to me. Believe me, son. You haven't seen anything yet. Stand back and watch the mighty hand of God. Let the word be in your tongue for everything. Don't approach this life with what has been placed in your mind. Don't approach this life with your experiences or how you grew up or what counsel you got from whatever organization it was. This is your counsel. This is it. This is who you are. This is the word of God. This is what's in your tongue, if you'll let it be. By my spirit, saith the Lord. Brothers and sisters, it wasn't even only in the battle, see? A lot of people just like to see, again, the big things. Well, I'll tell you some big things to David. It was when he was going to have a child. God said, no, I'm going to take that child. And God did. And David was devastated. David was hurt. He was sorrowful. He was broken. But in triumph, the word that was in his tongue, I will go unto him, but he shall not come unto me. Amen? If you're a parent here today, you know that that was a bigger victory than anything about that giant. Oh, how precious. When Shimei cursed him, called him a bloody man, and this again had to do with one of his sons, Absalom. Oh, how that hurt David's heart. And that man came out and he mocked him. And Abishai, who is one of David's men, said, let me take that dog's head. He's cursing you, David. He shouldn't be doing that. And David said, oh, no, you don't. The word that was in David's tongue said, oh, no, God's appointed him to do that to me. I need him to come at me right now. I need him to say those things to me right now. Maybe the Lord will look on my affliction and the Lord will give me good for his cursing. Have we faced things like that before? Oh, God, where are we? Where are we? Lord, with you. And then I think about how the Lord taught this sweet man how to own up to his mistakes. How David tried to put him aside, like with Bathsheba and things. But God was faithful to him as he brought the prophet, you're the man. But I was thinking later in his life, see, most people don't know about David's great sin in numbering the multitude. He numbered that multitude. He was thinking about going in his own strength. How many do we got? You got the Lord. Do you get that? We got the Lord. I don't need to think about what I got. I got him. He's got me. I've got it all. We're the majority. Mountain be removed. This real to me this morning. This is mine. I want to be a man after his own heart. But it's not going to happen in unbelief. There's so much more. There's more of him. But see, after he numbered the multitude, instead of trying to deflect it, instead of trying to forget about it, the word was in his tongue. And he said so sweetly, Lord, I have greatly sinned. Take away thine iniquity, for I have done foolishly. How about getting that done in your pew this morning? I'll wait on you if you want me to, but get it done. Remove it from me. Lord, I have done foolishly. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. Come on. And then we go on and on, but what about when he had his chance for payback to Saul, who he tried to do such good to? Went into his tent, had to dodge his spear time and time again. As he'd play that music to soothe that crazy man's heart. And he loved Saul. But there he finally was, as Saul had hunted him like a partridge. You have people doing that to you, you think, that hunted you down for years and years, tried to put you under their feet time and time again. And then God brings them right to your feet. And you even have a familiar friend that loves you, says, I'll stick the spear in his head right now. Kill him. But yet the word of the Lord was in his tongue. And he said, I will not lift mine hand up against God's anointed. Now, how was he like that? How was this sweet brother encouraged in such valor and dignity and faithfulness? It's because the word of the Lord inspired him. He let the word of the Lord inspire him. David was an emotional man. You can read about him. This guy was as high as high could get. We're talking about a guy who strips down and dances naked before the Lord. He's free. He was passionate. As one of the brothers even had to come to him and said, because of your love for your son, you're going to let all of Israel go down in flames? He loved. But the word of the Lord in his tongue wanted him to love perfectly, not emotionally, not doing things that were just convenient for a moment, or not things that were appeasing to everybody. But what pleased God? And I'm going to give you the one thing that always pleases God is the word of the Lord, his son. Let him be in your speech. And I'm not talking about just saying words, because we can just say the word of God, but it works effectually in them that believe the word of God. This is precious to my soul. This little shepherd boy. Not just in the trial, but every single breath. His joy, his strength was the word of the Lord. And see, he learned that wisdom. And you know how he learned it? He humbled himself before God. Whether the Lord took him through a down setting, he didn't get angry. He didn't get bitter. He allowed the word of the Lord to encourage his heart in those steps. And then as the Lord promoted him and made him a king like no other king there was, it didn't go to his head. He just joyed in the Lord. It was that simple. Brother Paul wrote about it. Whatsoever state I'm in, therewith to be content. Brothers and sisters, do we get it that we're just passing through? That our time hasn't come yet. But to be used of the Lord and to have the Lord grow in your life. And by the way, it has to be opposite of that. The Lord has to grow in your life and be used of the Lord. Just like Brother David. He was just honoring God by saying, Daddy, what do you want me to do this morning? Kids, I'm really emphasizing that to you. Not to make it convenient for parents, but I love you and I want you to have God's best. And the simplicity, young people, to honor your mom and dad. I don't know why I'm so brokenhearted this morning, but I just am. I'm learning to just let him do it. But there's an ache. There's an ache for the people of God. There's an ache that he has so much more for you. There's so much more beauty. There's so much more joy. There's so much more love. And we pass him up. We pass him by. Because we don't take the opportunity for every breath, the word of the Lord in my tongue. See, he's put that there. You know the word of God. You do. My sheep know my voice. You're a sheep. Nothing you did, you were born into it. By birth, you've got the birthright. Isn't that something? You have the seed that remaineth. Christ liveth in me. His heart, it says in the word of God, was perfect before the Lord. And you know why it was perfect before the Lord? Because he fully went after the truth. That was as simple as it is. It says in the word of God, he fully went after the Lord. You can put the same thing in there. The word, the truth. The King of Kings, the I Am. He fully went after him, didn't he? That was what, that's what it is. That's the decision of it. That's the proof of it. That's the evidence of it. That's the key to the success. Is truth. Who are you? Who are you? Are you the Lord's? Yes, you are. If you're a child of God, you're his. You're not your own. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. How sweet are the words of the Lord to my taste? What are you tasting? There's nothing that tastes like it. There isn't. Do you think David had a flavor of flavor as he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Watermelon, cherry, chocolate, vanilla, Spumoni? I don't know what it might have been. But when he ran at that giant, woo-hoo! And even in sorrow, as he said so long to his son, it was sweet to his mouth, wasn't it? There was still honey in my mouth. It wasn't dry and no taste and death wasn't there. Oh no, Lord. Somehow you succored me. You touched your finger. Now, do we have this peace and rest and comfort this morning? Do we? Yeah, we do. But is it being exercised? Are we trusting the Lord? Oh, I hear a lot of people say that. Well, I'm trusting the Lord. I'm going to pray about it. That ain't going to get it done if the word of the Lord is not in your tongue. Are those sayings to you? Or is it the word of the Lord in your tongue? Step on over today. That's as simple as it is, isn't it? See, unbelief's over here, and I just stepped right on over. I believe you. The word of the Lord's in my tongue. That's as simple as it is. It's faith like a child. I finally, Lord, we've come to a point in my life. And I don't know, there's stuff, I'm telling you, I know I've battled for years. And finally, it's just, you know, today is the day. It's not tomorrow. It's not tomorrow. It's today. And the word of the Lord's got to be on my tongue tomorrow. Amen. Yeah, every day. But he's faithful. See, God help us to quit roaming around. I don't want to roam around no more. No. Like just paupers and servants. I don't want a family anymore in chaos and dysfunction. I don't. And God doesn't want that either. Don't give that opportunity. I don't care if it's been going on for so long. Oh, how are we going to change it? Let him do it. He'll change it. It's time. Now, a lot of times we think as we close this up, and I do want to encourage you in this. I've heard people say, oh, I'm just led around by the devil's chain. Well, you might be led around by the devil's chain, but it is not binding you. It is not locked on you. You just need to wake up in your unbelief and your despair that you're holding on to it. And it is as simple, brothers and sisters, as letting it go. Why do you think he says, lay aside every weight? He doesn't say struggle to get out of it. He doesn't say wrestle it and, you know, submit it to the ground. He just so sweetly says, you know what? Let it go. Amen. Lay it aside. Let the word of the Lord be in your tongue. Speak the promises of God. As the word of the Lord says, call those things that be not as though they were. Can you see your home this day that you would have liked to have had changed for many years? Call those things that be not as though they were. Oh, Jesus. While every head is bowed, I do say, Jesus, thank you. Lord, you've spoken to us today. And I'm grateful to God that, Lord, we do have to have a vision, because without a vision, the people perish. And Lord, as you said to us in Scripture, call those things which be not as though they were. Lord God, we do need to see it, Lord. We do need to see it from the perspective of heaven. Lord God, I'm so grateful to you this morning that truly as you started this service out, Lord, in one accord, Lord, we're with the brethren today. And yes, as John and Peter, Lord, they saw you heal that precious brother. And Lord, those ones came to him. Them and they said, oh, don't you speak the name of Jesus no more. And they said, oh my goodness, how could we not say and speak and rejoice in the things which we have seen and heard? We can't keep quiet. Oh, and God, you permitted them to be let go, and they came unto the brethren. And it was so precious, that communion they had. Because yes, they came on in there and they immediately began to pray. And they prayed, Lord, let us speak the word of God with boldness.
And Lord, as they prayed, I'm so thankful to the Lord because we have the same thing today. And Lord, this house was shaken this morning. And Lord, it's still shaken this morning. And God, as you said, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. And Lord Jesus, it's in your name today that we finally submit this to you. And Lord, commit it to you. And say, God, it's yours. And truly, Lord, enter into the land of believing. Oh, the land of Canaan. Oh, God, flowing with milk and honey. Lord, that's what you have for us. Lord, help us to walk all throughout the land this day. We thank you for visiting us this morning. God, help us to be encouraged, Lord, that the word of the Lord be in our tongue. God, you've placed it there. You've put it in our lives. Christ in us, the hope of glory. God, Christ liveth in me. Lord, let us believe you. Lord, let us take this day and, Lord, work it effectually in our lives. We give you the thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.